Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin and Bay, Sanhedrin 52a, pagination is 103. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is about 16 lines from the top. Of the four types of capital punishment that Beis Din would administer, three of them are either discussed or fairly straightforward. We discussed skila, which was that the person meets the earth. Literally, it means stoning. First, the person was pushed off a high cliff, and the body hit the ground. And if that didn't kill, then a part of the ground would be put on the body, namely through stoning through a rock. The other two, chenek and hereg, choking and by a sword, are fairly straightforward. The details may be discussed, as everything is discussed, but they're fairly straightforward. The one that's very needy of commentary is the one we'll do now, which is sreifa, burning. If someone was simply translating the words, they would think that we would make a bonfire and burn the person. And if the person indeed is guilty of a capital crime, we have to know how to define capital crime, but that would be the punishment, and that is not our tradition as to how sreifa was done. Let's see the Mishnah. Mitzvahs hanisrafim, the mitzvah that applied in the case of sreifa, hayu meshakim oso bezevel, they would put the person, embed him in a certain type of dirt, ad arkuvosav, until his knees, venosnim sudur kasha losocha raka, and they would put a tough material inside a soft material, v'korach al tzavaro, and that was tied on the person's neck. Zemoshech etzlo v'zemoshech etzlo. One person pulls this way, one pulls that way. Atshaposeach espiv, which would force the person to open their mouth. Apparently, why would they open their mouth in order to get this hot lead be poured down? So this would force the mouth open. Umadluk esapsila v'zorka l'soch piv. And then they would light it and put it into the person's mouth. V'yoredes l'soch meyov, it would go into the innards. V'chomeres espenei meyov, and it burns the insides. And that's how the person dies, which is a unique type of burning. It's an inner burning, but it leaves the body intact. And we'll see that that's sourced in, the Gemara explains, two specific examples are cited. One is the people in the Adas Korach, the congregation of Korach, that rebelled against Moshe, that they were killed in such a way that the body was intact, but the fire affected their insides. And the other example is Nadav and Avihu, who the description is, the fire went in through their nostrils and burned the inside, but the body, according to one approach, remained intact. It's described in the Gemara as sereifas neshama, the soul gets burnt. The inside gets burnt and causes the soul to leave, v'guf kayim, but the body is intact, not what would be described as conventional burning. Now, in order to achieve that, we described what sounded like a choking process, getting the person to open their mouth. Rabbi Yehuda says, continuing in the Mishnah on the last of the small lines, af hu imeis biyadam lo hayu mekayimim ba mitzvah sreifa. If the person would die on their hands from the choking, that would not be called sreifa. They did not observe the capital punishment that was supposed to be given. Ella, poseches piv bitzavos, they opened the mouth with a utensil, shelo b'tovaso, against his will, umadlikas apsila, and that's how they lit it up, v'zarka l'soch piv, and threw it in, v'yared l'soch meyav, v'chomeres espenei meyav, and indeed burned the innards. Now, the Mishnah records that there was a case, which the Gemara explains was a total mistake. It was tzedukim, people who didn't listen to our tradition. Omer Rabba Lozer, Breb Tzodok, Masa Bevas Kohen, Achas, there was once an incident of the daughter of a Kohen, Shezinsa, she acted immorally in marriage with another man. V'ikifu chavile zimorus v'sarfua, and they put branches around her and they lit it up. And the Mishnah responds, Omar lo, they responded, Mipnei shelo yebezdin shelo sashoa boki, because they didn't know the halachas. And as the Gemara actually dubs them, a bezdin shel tzedukim. There's one more little piece that I think is important to mention, because it comes up in Parsha Shmini, by the story of Nadav and Avihu. Four lines up from the bottom. Once we're on the topic of Nadav and Avihu, who were people who got burned on their inside, but their body remained intact, according to one approach of the Gemara, that's how we learn the laws of Sreifa, that the inside should burn, but not the outside of the body. We make mention of a teaching regarding Nadav and Avihu. Let's see it inside. Kvar hayu Moshe ve'Aaron mahalchem baderech. Moshe and Aaron were walking. V'Nadav Avihu mahalchem achareyem. And Nadav and Avihu, the eldest sons of Aaron, were walking behind them. V'chol Yisrael achareyem. And the rest of the Jewish people were behind them. So they were people of note, people of prestige. But in their mind, they were on deck. And therein lied one of their great flaws. Amar lo Nadav la Avihu, Nadav said to Avihu, Emasa yemusu shnei zekeinim halalu, when will it be that these two elders will die? Va'ani va'ata naneg yes hador, and you and I shall be in charge. Amar lo em HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to them, Hanire, we shall see. Mi kover es mi, who's going to bury who? Meaning, who will predecease who? And indeed, it was not Moshe and Aaron who died first and Nadav and Avihu would take over. On the contrary, Nadav and Avihu died and Moshe and Aaron had to deal with the tragedy. The Gemara concludes the thought with a quip. Amar Rav Papa said, Hainu da Amri Inchi. This is the saying that people say, Nefishi Gamli Savi. There are many old camels, the Te'ini Mashchi Duhugni, that are carrying the burden of the hide of young camels. And this is one of the flaws that led up to the tragedy of Nadav and Avihu, of them feeling the right to go ahead to bring Ketores, Asholot Tziva Hashem, that was not commanded by Hashem. Through Moshe, they came to their own independent conclusion that it should be done, and they did it, sadly, to their detriment. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.